Welcome to TwinFluence, the podcast. We're identical twins, business partners, and best friends. Every episode will bring you deeper into our lives and give you a behind-the-scenes look at our social media business, life as twinfluencers, and our unique twin relationship. Get ready to get raw and real. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Liana.
And this is TwinFluence, the podcast.
Welcome back to TwinFluence, the podcast. This is episode 4.
Hi, guys.
We are so excited to be here with you. Jackie and I have gotten a lot of love in the past couple of days because we have not been present on social media, which everybody thinks means that we are in labor and all this
stuff.
Yeah, me too. And what's going on? And, you know, the end of pregnancy is just like, it's the end of like a really crazy, wild journey. And ultimately, we're just like going through all the motions of everything right now, doctor's appointments and, you know, figuring out, you know, what's going to happen. And even though this stuff really can't be planned, it's overwhelming and it's daunting.
Yeah. And I think what's been hard too, at least for me, the reason why I've had a hard time kind of sharing lately on social is because I don't know how this story is going to end. We don't know, like, yeah, we know our due dates, like you're like less than a week away. I'm less than 2 weeks away, but we don't know exactly how it's going to end. Are we going to be on the same day? You know, guys, there's so much going on in terms of like where our parents are going to have to be because we live in different cities. So there's just a lot of planning of like, what happens if we go into labor on the same day? Or what, like, who's, do you get mom? Do I get dad? Like, who, you know? And
a lot of people have actually asked me that. They're like, how's it going to work with your parents? And Jackie and I keep going back and forth with this.
I want dad.
I want dad. No, you get dad. Well, I want mom. Well, is she in the room? Like, it's, and then we're like, well, what if it doesn't happen on the same day, but are you going to be induced? And it is just like the craziest, wildest thing. And for like, obviously we've talked about this before, but like pregnancy is like such a, like a relinquish, like you relinquish control. It's such a lesson in relinquishing.
Yeah, you have
control.
To take everything. It's such a lesson for us because we're so like, we're such planners and we even have so much planned, obviously, like for postpartum with work and stuff. But right now we can't think about any of that. We can't even like just start doing any of that. We have to take everything day by day right now.
Exactly.
Cult for us. And that's honestly, guys, like we see all your messages. Like somebody sent me a DM and she was like, oh my gosh, like where have you been? Like your silence is so loud. And I appreciate that so much. Like I love what we do, Liana. We are so like friggin' lucky. And thank you guys so much for like wanting to know and like, oh, like just sending us love. Like we feel it, guys. Like we love you. We feel the love. But it's just hard right now because we don't know how it's going to end. So it's hard for us, at least for me. That's why like I'm struggling to share things because I'm just like, I don't even know. Like, am I going into labor today? Like, I don't know.
Right. And for me, it's also like, I feel like we're both going through it in different ways because yes, it's also like how the journey is going to end, but it's also more, I'm so close and I have had a few situations where I thought it was it. And it's just, it's so daunting. Like I said this to Jackie, it's or like when people like ask me about what's the end of pregnancy like, it's so exciting because you're like, oh my God, like you made it to the finish line, but it's also you're waiting to meet this baby and you're so excited. Like at least for me, I cry when I think about meeting, I'm going to get emotional.
Say her name. Like, you almost said her name.
When I think about meeting the baby.
You almost said her name.
Yeah, when I think about meeting my baby, I cry. Like, it's so exciting to think about. And
I'm the same way. Sometimes I think about, like, the second he comes out and I'm going to, like, scream, like, Jordan, look, that's him, that's him. And I just...
It's crazy. It's crazy to think about.
Yeah, we also just don't know, too. Like, we don't know exactly how the labors are going to go. We, you know, obviously we're hoping for situations that are, like, you know, the less painful. We don't know what it's going to be like. And I think that, too, it's a bit of a mind fuck. Sorry that I'm swearing, but just, like, not knowing exactly how, like, what's going to happen to your body, how it's going to feel. You hear so many different things about different labors. And I loved what you did, Liana, when you talked about the positive labor stories. Like, that was so great.
That was so helpful. Yeah.
Bravo.
If anybody listening is like nervous about, I'm all about, Jack and I are all about manifestation and vibes and all that stuff. And we're both working with doulas and my doula gave me such a good piece of advice. She said, don't listen to anybody that tells you negative stories. Even though some people, I'm sorry, I literally said in my stories, I want only positive like labor stories. And I got messages from so many of you giving me really positive stories. They were so helpful. I have a whole highlight about it for anybody who wants to check that out. But there were still moms who would message me and be like, you don't even want to know my story. And then they would tell me their story and it was bad. And I'm just, listen, like, I'm not saying, hopefully we both have like great situations or whatever.
We don't know.
But it's really important, I think, to try to stay in a positive mindset, even if your labor is not what you think it's going to be. You know, my doula said to me the smartest thing. She said, instead of setting a birth plan, because Jackie and I, like we said, we're I'm realizing we're kind of control freaks and we like to know like everything that's going to happen. But she said, set a birth intention. Yeah. But she said, set a birth intention, which is like what you hope and intend to happen. But if it doesn't happen, you're going to be okay. And ultimately at the end of the day, I just want the kids to get here safe and sound. And at this point, I'm almost 40 weeks. It's days away, which is wild to me. And like I said,
we're here. It's December, like now.
Yeah, it's crazy. And, you know, there are updates happening and we are moving along and it's just been crazy.
Yeah. I think that's also sort of like what's hard too. It's, you know, you're going to see doctors, they're checking your cervix, they're checking to see if you're dilated. And I don't necessarily feel like jumping on Instagram, like, hi guys. So I'm like this many centimeters dilated. Like, it's just something that right now I feel like I really want to keep private until I know how this story is kind of going to end.
And I feel the exact same way.
Eventually we'll tell you guys our birth stories. And we're even going to probably talk about breastfeeding. And that's something that we've gotten so many questions on. And why aren't you guys sharing it? We're going to share it, guys. Don't you worry. We pretty much share everything. We're going to share this, but we just want to wait until we get, till the kids are here, until we're like postpartum, to actually let you guys know how we feel about breastfeeding, what we're choosing to do. But don't you worry, we're going to share it.
And also until we're educated, like there's so much research that you can do, but until we're both educated enough to share
The kids. Yeah. It's like, it's all so premature right now because the kids aren't here. So to talk about breastfeeding, like we need to wait till we get there and then we can let you guys know kind of like what our plan is and how we decided to do what we did.
100%. And so today, a few other things I wanted to address today, besides the social media, kind of like us taking a step back, which will still be off and on social media.
Yeah. Like I have a few work things coming up. Like I have some stuff I want to share with you guys, but also too, like, obviously we want to, you know, give you guys updates of what's going on, but really this is kind of the quiet before the storm. Really, guys, like we have been working so hard. Our business has evolved so much. Thank God we both got pregnant at the same time, because
honestly, my Brandon said that to me. Yeah. Brandon said that to me the other day. He was like, what would you do if you and Jackie, like what would have happened? I'm like, I don't know. Because, you know, like Jackie said, the end of pregnancy is hard and it is daunting. And I always say it's literally like, you're waiting for this like huge moment. It's like the biggest, like, you know, could be surgery or whatever of your life, and you're going to be awake for it. And you don't know when it's going to happen, how it's going to happen. You just know that it's coming soon. So you just got to sit and wait. And it's like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And going through this with you, you know, I call you and I'm like, oh, I'm so frustrated today. Or last night I was feeling contractions or yada, 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 whatever. And you'll mesh me or you'll be like, oh, I had this too. Or I felt this pain last night. I'm like, oh, same here. It's so wonderful to have that. And it's so important, I think, when you're pregnant to have somebody support. To go through. Yes. And yeah. I'm so grateful. Like, this is going to be my hormones and I'm going to cry. But I'm going through this with you has been like, now that like we're at the end of this journey, like going through this with you has been,
I feel the same.
Magical.
Everything with work and everything that's happened, like we just have so much. Crazy. Like, I'm so proud of us, Liana. Like, I'm just, it's been intense, and we've managed to leverage sort of like what's going on and make sure that we can evolve our work situation, because we love what we do. We literally love our jobs, guys. Like, there's not a day that I wake up and I'm just like, yes, I love what I do. Like, yeah. Let's do this. Like, I'm so grateful for it. But just the fact that it's just right now, it's kind of hard because there's a lot of things that like postpartum things and things that are coming that we just can't really talk about right now. And this is the calm before the storm. So Liana, like I'll try to keep on, I'm going to try to jump on my stories and do as much as I can, obviously before the kids get here. But once the kids get here, it's going to be sort of like a whole other thing, because we just have a lot of amazing things coming in the motherhood space. And I also want to mention, like, hi to all of our new amazing mom followers. Like, we literally have grown an audience of people now that are like just so many moms. We didn't have this before. Like, things have really like changed, like what we've manifested and the moms that we speak to. And it's amazing. Like, I just feel like our audience has evolved so much, and we're so excited to have you ladies on this journey with us. And thanks for, like, you know, sharing your journeys too with us.
And we'll be doing, like, depending on the timing of everything, but at some point over the next month or so, we're going to be giving back to all of our followers and like a very
giveaways, you know, God willing, we're going to do them before the holidays. If the kids get here when we think they are, but no matter what, we're still going to launch those giveaways. I just don't know. Maybe we'll do more like, I don't know.
I mean, I'm hoping that they happen like
before
December, and we just, We have a huge giveaway happening for all like moms to be. Even if you're not a mom, you want to be a mom, you want to gift a mom. We have another giveaway happening with that company, Something Neon. It's like a huge
custom. Guys, our custom neon signs, like when you, I can't wait to show those signs. When you guys finally see these signs, they're so cool. And I'm so excited. We're going to give away two signs, you guys, not just like one sign. We're going to do two custom signs, whatever name you want, whatever color you want, from Something Neon. So we have some stuff going on, you know, very soon. And we're just...
And then for the other giveaway, it's like,
patient, guys, it's coming.
Yeah, we're going to be teaming up with Maxi Cozy, Baby Brezza, Nuna, just
so many partnerships,
amazing brands. And that's crazy too. Like, I also want to say that I spoke to another mom to be yesterday, and she said, you and Jackie know so much about the space and about products and this and that. And I'm like, honestly, it's, you learn so much in this journey. And I get, like I said, I get so many messages from moms on a daily basis. And obviously sometimes, you know, I think that teach their own, and obviously a lot of the mom advice is appreciated, but you know, you learn a lot in this journey, and some of it is, you know, gets on my nerves, and certain people are like, do it this way, do it that way. And it's like, okay, I didn't ask. But then sometimes I'm like, ooh, that's actually really good advice. Thank you. So, you know, you take the good with the bad, and we do appreciate a lot of the help that we've gotten, and it's just been a wild ride.
I think that kind of segues into like sort of the next thing I wanted to discuss, which is, you know, we are just like so blown away, like I said, by all the moms that we've connected with. But what we've learned so much too is like, I just feel like now I have this new purpose. Before, it was a lot about advocating for cannabis and mental health, which we're still going to do. But now I want to advocate for moms and just like mom, like there's just a lot of like mom shaming out there where people might necessarily like shame, they might shame other moms. Like, do you see what happened to Shane Mitchell? It was crazy. Like when she went out with Drake, or whatever, and that, or was it Drake? I don't know.
For those who don't know, Shay Mitchell recently had a baby, so cute. She named the baby Atlas because she like loves to travel.
She was on what? How is she famous? She was on
90210.
Yeah, I think so. Right.
Anyway, one of those like CW shows, like circa like 2012 or whatever. You know what I'm talking about, you guys. What was I going to say? Yeah. So she had a baby, and I think a couple of weeks or so later she went out, and she was just totally ripped apart for going out and whatever. And you know what, at the end of the day, I'm learning that you have to be so, so strong with your conviction and with what you believe in this whole process. Like whether
trust your intuition, kiddies,
trust your intuition, go with your gut. And you know what, at the end of the day, your body, your decisions, your baby, your decisions, you got to do what works for you. And I always joke with Jackie, I say, cause it's like, you can never win. So it's like, I feel like
I remember
like this is what to me, mother, like what a lot of opinions on motherhood is like, somebody will come up to you and they'll be like, oh, you're pregnant. And you'll be like, yeah, whatever. And then they'll go to you and they'll say to you, okay, like get ready. Like you're not going to sleep. You're not going to get
your life. Yeah. Just enjoy it now. Enjoy your life now.
You're not going to get to this. You're not going to have that. Like it's so hard, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then I feel like you go through it, whatever. Then you get pregnant again and you have a second baby, and that like the same personality goes to you and says, oh, like with one baby, you can sleep, you can go out, you can get date nights. But now with two, you're not going to be able to. Like, it's like, you can never win. And ultimately, we have heard so many different opinions. Some people are like, I love the newborn stage. It's the best. I'm home working and this and that and yada, yada, yada. And some people are like, oh, I have no time. You can't go to the bathroom and this and that. Everybody has different experiences. Yeah. Some people use night nurses. Some people don't use night nurses. Some people have nannies. Some people don't have nannies. Some people, their kids
choose to breastfeed. Some people don't. Some people choose to breastfeed and give formula. Whatever. You do whatever you want.
Yeah, whatever that's works for you. And like, even that too, it's like some people are like, oh, your baby's never going to sleep. Like, I have a friend who had a baby, and this kid sleeps more than I sleep right now. Like, seriously, it's really
all depends on your baby. Everybody's situation is different, and I just think that's something that's so important for us now to advocate. Like, for sure, Liana, we're definitely like, we'll talk about cannabis again, we'll talk about mental health, all that stuff again. But like, right now, I just really want to make sure that what we get across is just like the importance of like supporting other moms, like, and not judging any moms. Let them do what's good for them. Like, so many messages from so many moms, like when we posted about how we're not going to discuss breastfeeding, which we will eventually. But when we posted about it, Liana, like in our stories, like for people not to ask us, I got like so many DMs, really nice DMs from moms telling me that they weren't breastfeeding and just like the, what they went through and just the stigma and the judgment when they decided not to breastfeed, and just so many loving messages.
Yeah, some also who did breastfeed and what they went through.
100% and just what it was like for them, but how I think the like overall message is that like everybody needs to do what's good for them and nobody needs to judge anybody.
I totally agree. And ultimately at the end of the day,
No mom shaming.
No mom shaming. And I mean, obviously that's so much easier said than done, but like, I'm just not, it's like how, you know, a few years ago, Jackie and I decided to cut a lot of negative energy in our life. And I'm telling you right now, like, I will not have patience for certain opinions and certain this, like even if friends of mine have certain opinions, I mean, like, bye, take care. Like there is no room for this. Like, I don't need it in my life. And let me tell you something, at the end of the day, like Jackie said, your body, your decisions, and ultimately happy mom, happy baby, and whatever the fuck you need to get.
If you want to go and like do Botox, or you want to do whatever the frig you want after you have a kid, you do what you want. If you don't. If you do, great. Like, just you do you. Like, I just think it's crazy. Like, even another mom out there, Amber Lancaster, I don't know if you guys know her, she's on The Price is Right. She had a really horrific situation. Her son was born. She was 31 weeks. She almost passed away. He almost passed away. It was like, I posted the video of her meeting him, I think, for the first time. Anyway, just a wild story. Love her. Want to check her out. Yeah. Amber Lancaster. But anyway, she went and she like finally got some Botox done towards the end of, I think like within the last month, she finally did it. And she was talking about, and the people that were messaging her, like these psychos, like, oh, you're such a terrible mom. Like, you should be home with your son. Like, guys, the girl like almost died. Like, let her go get some Botox and feel good. Like, it'll make her be a better mom. Like, I just think there's such a stigma.
Well, you shouldn't say like getting Botox will make her be a better mom, but it's
no,
more
but
like
if it makes whatever makes you feel good. Yeah. And if it's, if you want to feel good on the outside, if you know, even with like what we're going through with like eventually Liana with our Prove It challenge, like if we want to eat really healthy post-pregnancy and we're committed to that, like let us do that, you know, like no one needs to.
That's something else too that I think is so important. I don't think moms should tell other moms what they should be doing or what it's going to be like, in the sense that it's like, you know, you shouldn't be focusing on eating healthy. Like, you know, if you don't want to eat healthy postpartum,
don't eat healthy.
Or do you?
Yeah.
But like, you know what I mean? Or if you don't want to be doing, I don't know. It's just, or some people are, they'll say things like, you know, I don't know. Just like, I don't
even
know.
With the glass of wine, like I was like, I can't wait for my first glass of wine. And this other mom was like, you're not going to think about that. Like, no, I'm pretty sure that like, I'm going to want to
go. And you know what? And even if you don't think about that glass of wine,
but
yeah, but that's, you'll think that's on, like, you don't tell other moms what they're going to be thinking, what they're going to be doing.
Yeah, it's just,
anyway, I could go on about this for hours, but we should move on because I just feel like,
yeah, just basically our whole overall message is no mom shaming, guys. Like, it's hard enough to, you know, be a mother. And I think that we all,
we're not even moms yet, but in pregnancy, if there's a preview of what it's going to be like,
Fuck. What's her name calls them, Skinny Confidential calls them the pregnancy police. And I'm just like, oh, wait, like we have the pregnancy police, wait for like the mom police to come out. You know, like we know what it's going to be like, and we're ready. Like, I think the bottom line too, trust your intuition. Like, I'm stronger than I feel like I've ever been, because all I care about is me and my like soon to be baby boy. He's what matters. No negative energy. I don't care about anything else. I know what's right for me, and I know what's right for my kid. And
hopefully
you do too. And then
I came up with a theory like 2 years ago called like the Suzanne. And I'm sorry if that's your name. Oh. It's not directed at you.
I actually had a follower once message me, and she was like, sorry, just to interrupt you, Liana. She said, she was like, you know, I really like love you, the whole meaning behind the Suzanne thing, but my name is Suzanne, and like, I'm not like a judger. Like, and I just
felt Let's explain. So pretty much what it means is that it's somebody who like, it's like a troll who sits on social media. Usually it's like a faceless or a burner account. And what that means is somebody who you could tell, it's very obvious. Like I have somebody who made an account after somebody that I grew up with the same name. And I messaged that girl and I was like, is this you? She's like, no, like it's just fake accounts made by people. And they use it to troll you, to message you, to send you rude DMs. It's ridiculous. So I call them Suzanne's, and it ends up being
not only fake accounts, Liana, it's just anybody. It's like what Susie says of Sally.
Susie says of Sally says way more of Susie than of Sally, and it's fucking accurate. Like,
yeah,
somebody comes to me and says like, oh, did you see this person did that, or this influencer did that, or this girl I grew up with did that. I'm not thinking about who they're talking about. I'm looking at them like, you look bad.
Yeah. Like when anybody gossips about anybody else, I don't think the person they're gossiping about looks bad. I think they look bad.
Terrible. And you know what? Yeah. And it took us years. Like, I'm not saying in high school I didn't gossip or I've always been perfect, but over the years and as I've grown up, it's just like, shut up. And people always say to us, you know, you and Jackie, you're so aligned, and you know, you got pregnant. You're so lucky. I believe that good things happen when you're fucking nice
and positive.
Yeah. And you know what? When you're a mom, this theory applies so much, because I feel like the Suzanne theory when it comes to motherhood is like so blown up, because there's so much Suzanne-ness involved in like moms, and moms who are like telling other people what to do and how they should run their life, and you know, judging them for their decisions. And that is literally the definition of a Suzanne. It's like, you know what? Keep to yourself. Mind your own biz, Suze. And yes, trust me, your life will be way better. Okay?
Way better. Yeah, I totally agree with that. Like,
I always say, like, the nice people are the Bettys. It's like, be a fucking Betty. Like, support other women. Like, do I think that, like, what everybody does and what their decisions are all the time are right? No, but you know, it's not my problem. When a girl I know or a friend of mine goes on a date with somebody and I may not like that person or I may not agree with this or, you know, they want to quit their job and do, I don't know. But you know what? They're happy, I'm happy, and it's not my life. It's their life. They have to wake up every day in their shoes. They have to go and do this and do that and be married to this person or whoever it is. You know what? Just mind your biz, Suze.
I think that's also like one of the things about social media, even though I love social media and I think there's so many positives. I think it's hard because I think you see things about other people and you think, you know, like perception is like you're, you know what I mean? Like perception is everything and people perceive things in a different way when you don't really know what's going on and you don't really know what that person is going to do. So mind your P's and Q's, Suze, and do you, and just leave that person alone. You know,
I didn't realize this podcast would become a whole like,
no, I'm kind of glad we addressed this, Liana. There's a few more things I want to say just before we go, but I just have to say like, this is just like what we're going through is like one of the craziest times of our lives and it's not permanent, but this has just been like, I don't know. I've never felt as deep as I feel now. I think about life pre-pregnancy and I'm just like, wow, like this has made me feel so much more fulfilled. This has, and the kids aren't even here yet. Like Liana, sometimes I think about me and you hanging with our kids and it's just like, it doesn't feel real. It feels too, ugh, like, I don't know how I'm not going to cry all the time when I see our kids together.
You probably will at the beginning because of your hormones, but yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But it just, pregnancy has just really opened up my eyes. It's given me such a new perspective and I'm just very excited for like postpartum, for everything to kind of like all the things we've been working on and just everything.
By the way, yeah. And before you messaged us saying, I heard your podcast and postpartum and the newborn stage is hard. Let us figure that out for ourselves and we will.
And we'll let you guys know what we go through postpartum. We will for sure talk about breastfeeding. But right now we both are just so excited to meet our kids. We're on a positive vibe. We're excited for the future, for what's to come. We know it's not going to be the easiest. We know we might not sleep sometimes, but you know what? We're just so grateful that we're like having...
Sometimes you're not going to be sleeping like all the time, but yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. And I mean, I don't sleep much now anyway. So and I'm fine. Like, you know, like it is what it is. But I just feel so grateful that we have been able to go through this journey together, that we've been able to shift our business. And I'm so hopeful and excited for what's
me
to come.
Me too. And the next podcast, like I said, my due date's within the next couple of days. I don't want to discuss it exactly now, but there are talks with my doctor about certain things, inductions, this and that, whatever it's going to be. Yeah. So 100% the next podcast will be when this, you know, pregnancy journey is over and I will.
I can't wait to have a drink. And record it. But we've never done that, Liana, because our first podcast was when we announced our pregnancies. I've never like had a drink or like smoked a joint and like gotten on a podcast. And I can't wait to like just have a drink and get on here with you and just
My husband, already like, there will be a Friday night. You and Jackie can totally do like a podcast like that and I'll watch the baby. And I'm like,
oh my God, Liana, we should like be doing like a post, like one of our podcasts, like the first time we get like drunk, we should go on a podcast or something.
Oh, like the lit cast or something. Yeah. I'm so down. Anyway, so yeah, that is the episode for now.
Thank you for listening. We love you guys. We feel the support. We feel the love. We really hope that this answered some questions and, you know, that this gave you guys some context into what's been going on and we feel the love and we'll keep you guys posted on how this journey ends.
See you postpartum.
Bye, guys.